morning. I'm Ryan Goldrick. I'm also a senior. As I now am a senior in high school, with only a few weeks left of school, looking back at all the opportunities I've had and friends I've made, nothing has been more impactful than the Redeemer family. Each experience that I've been through, Redeemer has brought me closer to God and created new connections. I don't know if many of my peers in school who can say they have traveled internationally with their confirmation group, or that they would willingly participate in the youth group musicals. However, trips such as the Ireland pilgrimage have been one of the most influential and life-changing trips. The friends that I have made from this trip are some of my closest friends and people in my life. Every new place we traveled to was something new that we all shared. Memories that we are able to look back on and laugh. Such as us boys finding out that we are going to have to sleep in a yurt while all the girls slept in the house. Of course, we were all skeptical at first, but sleeping in the yurt was one of the most unique and amazing experiences that I willingly would not have done on my own. Another was a hike to the top of a mountain to a glacial lake, while avoiding all the sheep feces. The hike was something that I honestly enjoyed. Our guide, John, told us that there was a McDonald's at the top. And typical Americans that we truly believed that there would be one. Even though he lied, it encouraged us to reach the top quickly. However, for me, this hike was more than just getting McDonald's. It was about accomplishing a difficult task with some of the people I love the most, while also feeling God's presence in the calm of the countryside. I've gotten so used to the hustle and bustle of the East Coast United States that I often forget taking a breather is okay and is necessary. The pilgrimage to Ireland has also taught me that everybody is on their own spiritual journey. I, for one, find God through the silence and nature. Though at the time, when walking on a labyrinth, I thought that it was silly and wondered to myself, how could anyone feel God's presence through some stones in the ground? Now, almost 2 years later, so many of my questions have become clearer. The labyrinth is to feel the earth with your bare feet. It is to become one with nature. But it is also a connection between humans and a higher power. The winding path made from the stones placed carefully into the earth represent the often challenging path to God. Ironically, a path that I was in the process of taking but didn't realize. And although I am not reading scriptures or praising the Lord each and every day, I know that my relationship with God is always evolving through the peace of nature. And if nothing that I've said has been of any interest to you, take this one message away. It is never too late to learn or try something new that is out of your comfort zone, because that might just be the thing that helps you form a stronger bond with God. Thank you.